This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, let's talk to our man Mike Conti. Of course, he is the pre-half and post-host of our Atlanta Hawks coverage here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and also does, as you many of you know, he does Atlanta United. He is the voice of our Atlanta United. But we want to talk about the Hawks because there's some finality that could happen tomorrow, and the season could be continuing, which we hope. It could be over. But after last night watching Tyler Hero in the Heat, and Mike and I and Mike Conti and Mike Bell, we were just talking amongst ourselves before we came on and said, look, they looked really impressive last night. And you can throw the season series out, right, Mike? I mean, like, what has happened on the regular season tomorrow really does not matter going into this one, does it?
No, I don't think it does. It was 2-2 in the regular season. The two most recent meetings were Miami wins, and both were blowouts. Okay, so that scares you a little bit. I think one or both of those Miami wins came after the trade deadline when they got rid of Jimmy Butler. That scares you a little bit. Although I will admit, and I think you and I were talking about this off the air the other day, I was more afraid to see Chicago, to be totally honest.
Really?
I thought Chicago was on a nice roll. They had some momentum. They had more size in a way that could be harmful to the Hawks with Vucevic being able to get rebounds and also rim protection. Miami is actually a little bit surprising if you look at their season numbers. And I think Adebayo is going to have a huge impact on this game tomorrow. But their season numbers – Miami's good defensively, but they have not been good protecting the rim. They average under 4 blocks per game. They have not been very good on the glass. And I think that's where Orlando really hurt the Hawks when they were making their surges on Tuesday night. The Hawks were just getting killed on the boards. Orlando had a really good strategy. You know, it was anyone but Trey.
Right.
And it worked.
It did.
It worked. I mean, they were trapping Trey. They were doubling him. And no one else was able to kind of carry that offensive load. When you have that happen, you have to pray that you're going to get some offensive rebounds and some second chances, and the Hawks were unable to manufacture that on Tuesday. I think they would have had a harder time against Chicago tomorrow night on the glass than they might against the Miami Heat, but we'll have to see. It's not like the Heat have Hassan Whiteside anymore. Remember him when he'd get like a triple-double with blocks against you? You don't have to worry about him anymore. It's basically Adebayo. I think the matchup is just a teeny bit better for the Hawks against the Heat as opposed to Chicago.
Yeah, they had that nip-tuck game here. We go down there, and they smoked us. They just blew us out. And then I was telling Carl, I mean, they got everybody knows Bam Adebayo, but you know the guy that's interesting to me is, again, he's still pretty raw, is that Khalil Ware.
Yeah.
You know, who's big, and that gets us back to the argument against what at Magic with the front court size differential.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And he has seized upon the opportunities that have been created in this post-Jimmy Butler Miami world. I mean, he has been very, very good. I've heard some people say today that this is basically going to come down to Tyler Hero, and if he makes 6 3-pointers, this game is probably over. I think it's a little more nuanced than that, but Miami can really hurt you from the three-point line with Hero and then with Duncan Robinson and with Jaime Jaquez. I mean, Jaquez,
come on.
He can go for 40 if you're having a bad night defensively. And that has been a liability for the Hawks all year. And, Carl, you've seen it as much as I. We watch these guys every night. The Hawks have not been good defending the three-point line all year. Now, sometimes they get lucky, and teams are just cold. Sometimes they get very, very unlucky, and teams go nuclear from the three-point line. But the looks are about the same for the opposition pretty much every night. It's not something that's just going to correct itself in one night with the benefit of one practice today, and Quinn Snyder is going to draw up the magic scheme. The Hawks are going to have to hope that they can at least slow Miami's momentum from the three-point line a little bit. And the other thing the Hawks absolutely have to stop doing, which they did a very poor job of in the first half on Tuesday night, quit putting your opponents on the free throw line. You know, and you knew going into that Orlando game, that was going to be a very, very physical game. You wanted to try to stand up to Orlando physically, but you weren't doing that. You were just fouling them and giving them needless free throws in the first half when they jumped out to that 22-point lead. Holman had a great comment on Tuesday night. We talk about this all the time. Dwayne Farrell. You remember Dwayne?
Yes, yes.
First guy I did pre-half and post with. I miss him terribly. 11 years ago, Dwayne was my NBA Sherpa. You know, he was my guide every night. And he said, when a team gets down by 20 points, the amount of energy you have to spend to come back, your tank is empty by the time you get to, like, midway through the third quarter. And that's what happened to the Hawks. They got down by 22. They cut it all the way down to 3. It felt like the Hawks at the end of the third quarter on Tuesday night, we're going to win that game.
Yes.
And what happened? 41-22 in the fourth quarter, completely out of gas. This all started because the Hawks were needlessly fouling in the first half and allowing Orlando to build that lead. Not something the Hawks can get into tomorrow. They can't fall into that trap.
We're talking to Mike Conti. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Heat Hawks tomorrow, 7 o'clock, by the way. 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another hint, 7:05 tip.
Okay.
Okay, so like usually the home games tip at 7:40.
True.
So keep that in mind if you're going tomorrow. 35 minutes earlier than usual for the tip.
Trey, keep us cool tomorrow. And I say that based on what happened in the game against Orlando. It's imperative that he does. If we're going to have a chance to win, he has to. But you and I both know Mike Bell, if he doesn't get a few calls early.
Yeah, he starts doing his routine. We've seen it.
Is he going to start complaining and all of a sudden this becomes part of the drama of the game?
Well, I am going to take a little bit of a contrarian view on this. I actually really liked seeing Trey stand up for his team. I think Trey made a calculated decision. How much time is left on the clock? How much are we down by?
It's over. Yeah.
This thing's a wrap. Let me prove a point. And
Or was he ticked off? He got shoved into the stanchion,
that's the point he was proving. Like, I got pushed into the stanchion. He didn't call anything, so I'm going to take my ball and go home. I like that. I want to see more of that intensity. I want to see members of the Atlanta Hawks standing up for themselves and standing up for each other as a collective. So I actually really had no issue with Trey doing that. It also wasn't an elimination game, to your point, Carl. Now it's a little bit different. And you know the Miami Heat and Eric Spoelstra are probably thinking of ways right now. What are the things we can do?
Annoy him.
To maybe rattle his cage just a little bit.
Well, look what they did 2 years ago. Or is it 2 years ago now? 3 years ago that got us the DeJounte Murray thing when they just double-teamed him up the yin-yang and nobody could make a shot other than DeAndre Hunter in the best of five.
3 years. Well, it was the best of seven. They lost in five.
Yeah. It felt like it was only five.
Right. It's all blending together now. Yeah, two or three. That was the one where in game five, the Hawks couldn't even get a shot off at the end of the game.
Where DeAndre Hunter fouls out on a phantom foul call. Remember that?
Yeah. Yes, good memory. Yeah, so you're right. Like now the cast has changed a little bit, but the formula is in place. This is one of the most important games of Trae Young's career. This is a legacy game for him as far as this season is concerned. Trae had a fantastic season as a distributor. His scoring numbers went down because he elected to pass the ball more. I love that. I think Trae continues to show more effort on defense. There's nothing he can do to fix being 6'1" tall. Like you can't fix that, but you can show more effort. But this is going to be a legacy game for Trae. And this season in particular, because the Hawks are not going to win this game if Trey does not have a 28-10 type of night where he's shooting, I don't know, 7 for 19 from the floor with a lot of free throws. He's got to get to the free throw line a lot, too. That was another thing the Magic did really well, but it kind of bottling him up at the perimeter, not making it possible for him to drive. And when he would, they would force him into those floaters that he wasn't making, and he wasn't getting fouled. I need to see Trey have a really super efficient 28 points tomorrow where he's getting to the free throw line a ton. If that happens, I think the Hawks are in good shape.
We're talking to Mike Conti, guys. He'll have the pregame, and then our man, bang, Steve Holman will have the call.
Just for the record, I am not doing tomorrow night's game. Caleb Johnson will be filling in for
me. As I said, Caleb Johnson will have the pregame.
And Caleb will do a terrific job, as he always does. I have Atlanta United.
Yes.
I have to go to Philadelphia. So
he's very busy. A lot of balls in the air. The thing about the game, and I said this to Carl, maybe I'm making a mountain out of a molehill. When we talk about Trey, he doesn't have the full complement. We don't have Jalen Johnson. Been arguing with folks on social media that the future is bright. The team is relatively young. But we still have money to spend. But how are we going to spend it? We still, I think, need a rim protector. Are they bringing Capella back? I mean, no, he's gone.
Yeah.
And by the way, would Jalen Johnson have covered the 25 points the other night? Because this is the debate a lot of folks are having. That guys would say we'd have 50 wins if Jalen Johnson.
So I said, that's extreme.
And I said, is DeAndre Hunter getting traded then?
Possibly not. I mean, we talked about that with Andy and Randy earlier in the week. I don't think the Hunter trade is an automatic if the season plays out in the same way. Although you would also have to look at it as where would Reese Hoshea's development be if Jalen Johnson was taking a lot of those minutes at the four. So it's a little more complicated than it would seem. As far as the future is concerned for the Hawks, I mean, that's a conversation we'll have either next Monday or after the Cleveland series or if they go even further. I still think you're seeing positive signs of development when you look at Reese Hoshea. When you look at Daniels, who might be most improved player in the league this year, I think he's got a way better chance to win that than defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are elements of Trey's game that have improved this year. They made the second unit much better by bringing in Niang and Mann and Caris LeVert. And I think Quinn is the right guy to maximize this development track. Mm-hmm. But as Nate McMillan used to say, and he is so right, you cannot be a developing team and contend at the same time. It's one or the other.
Right.
So what are you going to do this offseason? And, Mike, you're right. I think the glaring need is like a Jonas Jerebko, Jonas Valanciunas, Nikola Pekovic. Like, you need a very tall, if not mobile, rim protector who can give you a little bit of toughness. The problem is the game really isn't played that way anymore. You want your centers able to, like a Carl Towns, getting out to the three-point line. I understand the game is not played that way anymore, but you have that guy in Onyeka Okongwu. You have that. So where's Ivan Johnson? Like,
that's what I you know, my joke, and I apologize for being a broker, I joked around with Sam Mitchell about it yesterday, but I was like, we need like a Frankenstein. We need like the guy with no vowels in his name, I say it all the time, from Eastern Europe. And there are a couple of those guys out there, you know what I mean? But would you like to go get some big Cro-Magnon to be out there helping a double O?
Be very clear, whoever that is probably like a 10-minute-per-game player.
Right. Yeah, like a Luke Kornet from the Celtics. Big stiff, but he'd get him out there and be a rim protector. And throw some elbows around like Zaza used to.
Like a Daniel Theis type player.
Yes.
Like you have a need for that. And I think that's something, unfortunately, in a toughness department, the Hawks have lacked that. What did they have in 2021 when they made that conference finals run?
Toughness.
And who brought that? Solomon Hill.
Yeah.
Solomon Hill. I mean, and it's sometimes it's guys who don't give you a ton of scoring. They're not the stat sheet stuffers like Clark Kellogg likes to call them, but, man, they can give you some intangibles. And Solomon Hill was a big, big part of why the Hawks made that run in 21.
Hey, real quick, while we got Mike here, are they going to bring part of the old trade and moving DeAndre, are they going to bring Caris LeVert back?
I hope so.
I didn't like him. I didn't like him deferring on so many open looks, or what I thought were good shots in Orlando the other night.
Yeah, it was a weird game. I mean, remember, they did come back to get to within three. The fourth quarter is a completely different game at that point. I don't put too much on Caris LeVert's decision making on Tuesday. I think he's been a great player. I think he could be one of the better off the bench players in this league. Like, not necessarily a six man of the year type candidate, but someone who could be really, really solid and get you 15 off the bench every night. And he seems to really like being here. And I think that's a big key, too. Like, I always go back to, I was in New Orleans when, like, that Chris Paul Lakers thing happened, and when they brought in Ben Gordon and all those guys who came in from the Lakers, and they
nobody
had a press conference,
there.
And they all looked like they were in a hostage video. They,
right.
They just looked miserable. And the Hawks made this move. They bring in Niang and Mann and LeVert. They have their press conference, and they all look overjoyed to be here and happy. And I think Caris LeVert has done a terrific job just blending in and being the good soldier and doing what the Hawks need him to do. And crucially for him, he has stayed healthy, which has been an issue in his career. I think a healthy Caris LeVert, Mike, could be a really big help for the Hawks next year. I hope they keep him.
George Niang is going to join the show, by the way, coming up a little bit later on. So stay tuned for that. Mike Conte, great job. Tomorrow, real quick, I know we're up against it. You talked about hitting the Philly.
Yeah.
We going to get one? I'm talking about Atlanta United.
I wish I knew.
I know.
Yeah.
Where's the beef?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. I think they're really close.
Okay.
I will say that. Like, okay. It's funny. They're off to their worst start in club history. They've had worse teams than this. You know, they have had worse teams than this that somehow have had better results. This is a good team that's not getting results. Maybe going on the road helps a little. I think they feel a lot of pressure when they play at home to entertain their fans. And maybe getting on the road will help, but boy, Philadelphia has always been
had our number.
Oh, right. Especially up there, too. And it kills me. I'm from Philadelphia.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
All right, man. Great stuff. Have a great call. Appreciate you stopping by. Hawks Heat tomorrow. We'll be leading up to the start of that game tomorrow here on the show. But it's going to be good. And hopefully we can advance. And then we get a 7-game series. We'll see.
It'd be great.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Great for the city if they did.
Mike Conte, thank you so much.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.